We've been doing a lot of things. We have Jeremiah S. Jones with us. What's up, Jeremiah?
Oh, just hanging out, watching Smallville.
Sweet. Smallville. Joel, what's new in your...
Punch you in the kidney.
What is this, like the almost August and hasn't seen Transformers? Joel, what's new in your life? Tell us about what's happening with you.
I've graduated from college now, got an internship.
What about the computer?
Oh, we bought a new computer today, dropped $1,000 online, then went to Best Buy to drop some more moolah on a monitor and stuff. Whoa, won't accept it, spent too much money, so had to use my credit card.
Bam! Thanks, Best Buy. Check it out, Best Buy. We got a new Best Buy in town. It's good.
Hutchinson, for those that don't know what town you're in.
Correct. Hutchinson, Kansas. That's where we live. Anyways, we've been doing some things lately. Since the last time we talked to you, we've thrown down 2 filming weekends.
Some good size weekends. It's been pretty wild stuff. We got just want to put a shout out to Johnny Thompson and David V. Hauser. They've been throwing down some pretty tight ideas. Got some pretty good filming with them. Poor Dave, his face was burning because he had toothpaste on it. You'll see in the movie.
A.K.A. poop paste.
Ooh, yeah.
Jeremiah, what was your newest idea that you had? I thought it was pretty hilarious. Hit me up.
Well, I had a mediocre idea recently called 21 Nuns, based off the new Green Day song, 21 Guns. Green Day is pretty much terrible, so I figured, how do you make the song worse? You sing about nuns, right? 21 Nuns. Right? Wouldn't you say they're pretty terrible? Well, Joel?
I would say the early stuff is pretty sweet, but then the band just kept going, and, like, I don't know. Their newest album is okay, because it's not American Idiot.
You know, I would equate Green Day to Brett Favre. You know, you really got to just hang it up. You know, you've had your times, you've had your good times, just call it quits, you know.
Yeah, but like, nowadays, it's like, everybody just keeps going. It's, nobody quits.
Look at Jay-Z. I mean, Jay-Z, like, retired, like, what, 10 times?
Yeah, and AC/DC, they're going to be dead and in the grave and playing. It's like
Tupac's making new stuff every day. It's like,
oh, I got shot in the face, so I'm going to make some more CDs.
Oh, gosh.
What other ideas do I have? Idea coordinator, I pretty much dropped the ball. You guys, we've had some contract negotiation problems as of recently.
Like on the pot pooping while we've been filming or something. I don't know what he's been doing.
We met up with William the last weekend. Hilarious.
Oh my gosh. So William has like a plethora, and if you don't know what a plethora is, that means a lot.
Wikipedia
that business. He's got a plethora of guns, and boy does he like to show us how they work.
Oh yeah, it was annihilated. You'll see it in the movie we filmed, obviously.
The one that this is about, you know.
Hey.
It's hilarious. William was doing good, hanging in there, doing his thing. We've seen Dean.
You know,
bless your heart, Dean.
We saw Herta a couple weekends ago.
Yep.
Missed that brother from another mother. He has relocated to Fargo.
Fargo.
Yep. He's a plumber.
Proud
of him for that.
We asked to see his plumber's crack, but he declined.
He wanted to know how authentic he was as a plumber, and he's like, oh, no, I can't show you my book. Craig, you've mooned us on countless occasions, and now he's not, you know.
What's up with that?
Now he's gun-shy, you know.
Yeah.
Poopy.
Well, I would like to say that you guys really dropped the ball on the bod spray, because you had two of the most...
We're not all, like, the bodies of a god like you are.
Get it over here. You know, the point of the bod spray was to put two guys that maybe don't have the finest tuned physiques and do the bod spray with them playing, you know, a non-active sport like croquet or beanbag toss or, you know, darts or something.
Look, the bod spray thing is gay enough as it is. we don't need to be more embarrassed by the lack of bodily physique. See, you have bodily physique, so that makes up for the gayness. No offense for the gays. No offense.
Okay, gays, I apologize right now, but it's not about being gay. It's about the bod spray itself. We're trying to parody the bod spray. Which, well, we will say it does smell like, what was it, insect repellent?
Yep.
Brian's wife says it smells like...
We dumped it out and put water in the
pot. We had David Viehhauser. He sprayed, he's like, you have got, are you serious right now? I'm not spraying this on me. I'm not doing this. He was really freaking out about it, so...
That's kind of ironic. It's the bod spray, but yet nobody wants to spray it on their bod.
I don't know.
I mean, what's up with that?
Is it supposed to just make his... like stink like the people across the hall from you or what?
I don't know, dude. They reek. Just FYI.
Yeah, the people that live in the apartment across the hall from Brian are just, it's like a dumpster over there. Yeah. It's like, you know, I don't know. They're just dumpster diving, but like not getting the good stuff, just the smelly stuff.
Yeah. Who does that?
And they have a kid.
They're allowed to have a kid.
Yeah. You know, give birth right there.
That smells like Green Day's record, actually.
Take that, Green Day. Actually, some other things that we've been working on. Myself filmed a little Rock Band music video for the contest for Pepsi Rock Band.
Yes, Pepsi Rock Band.
What did you think, Joel?
I thought it was... Well, of course I think it's tight. I helped you edit it.
Hey, shut your mouth.
So...
Amazing, dude.
Brian we gotta get you up here. Yeah, up here, and you gotta edit it. Help me edit it. So then we edited it, and it's pretty sexy.
It is pretty sweet. We'll give you some links and stuff later, and yeah.
Go vote for it, I guess.
Vote, yeah. We'll let you know when to vote. We'll make some more podcasts. We can't be dropping the ball like we've done.
Oh, man, yeah, it's been horrible. We've been dropping the ball, but. You know, I take comfort in the fact that Jeremiah's dropped the ball more than I have, so...
Oh! So, Joel, this new computer of yours is pretty sweet.
It's pretty sweet.
Core...
We got it so that we could edit the movie decently, so we wouldn't be, you know, editing the movie and then rendering it and making it, and then it being like a piece of crap, piece of junk, and...
Core i7 2.6... 6 gigahertz processor, 6 gigs of RAM, a gigabyte video card, a terabyte hard drive. Pow!
Yeah. You could slap that thing on the buttocks. That's for sure.
How you like me now?
Oh, we have a question.
Question.
When are we going to get to see the finished product?
Ah, ooh.
We don't put a timeline on greatness.
Yeah. Well, who?
Can you just back off?
Yeah.
Please, that was uncalled.
Step off.
Let me say something. Okay, so basically what we're going for is Hollywood tends to make the sequel to every movie. They say, hey, it has to be 3 hours long, right? To make it good.
And the body count has to be more.
Exactly. So for us, we're going to do what Hollywood does and make it as long as possible. Like, we're talking 6-7 hours.
Brian and Autumn and Maya and his wife, Megan... Is that her name? Megan? Sorry, Megan.
Oh, that's
sorry.
Oh,
they drove to Ohio and they filmed the whole trip, and that's all the movie's going to be. We've decided to can all the other ideas. It's just the trip to Ohio. That's at least 8 hours right there.
That's pretty much like the beginning of Pirates of the Caribbean 3 when you just the first 45 minutes were just seeing.
And then they get to the end of that movie and it's like, oh... that Calypso lady, like, gets all big, and she talks weird and has really bad teeth, and I take you to the edge of the earth.
did that remind anybody of Little Mermaid, by any chance?
Oh, yeah. A bit. Without the octopus witch lady, that fat lady, was that the bad lady's name?
Yeah. Oh, hey, Ursula, a.k.a. the lady from Operation Repo.
Yeah.
True TV, holy crap, she's like a semi.
did they base the Little Mermaid bad guy off this chick?
I think so.
What are you talking about?
Repo, that people steal things and...
Oh,
or no, they repo
like
and...
Yeah.
Oh, it's kind of like... taking stuff?
Yeah, no, here, I have a comment here. This could be the greatest debate in the world. Operation Repo is definitely fake. It's scripted. There's no way it's not scripted. Now, you guys may disagree. Megan disagrees, too. But it is so fake. Somebody watch it.
I'll tell you what's scripted. Brian and I were watching The Soup last night. Brooke knows best.
Oh,
very
God.
Scripted. Yeah, yeah. Ring, ring, ring. Oh, they have a camera on both people on the phone. That's not
convenient.
Oh, my gosh. Hulk Hogan's got a camera, and he's all like, you want to go to Nassau?
I would say that, as well as, what is that show on MTV, that dating show, or the parental control?
Oh, yeah.
If you also notice, the same people on dating shows are on other dating shows. What? Yeah. I mean, I smell conspiracy. Yeah, big time. Right. Reality TV.
You know what else is scripted? Crap. South Park is scripted.
You have a good observation.
Thank you. I've noticed that over the... Okay, I'm laughing because,
sorry.
Like... Brian's holding the microphone, and every time one of us talks, he'll stick it in our face.
Well,
you guys are really quiet.
I'm sorry, but when I see like a cylindrical object coming towards my face, that startles me.
So we were going to Best Buy, and Joel was driving, and guess what? He seen a bicyclist, and he was screaming out the window. It was Katie Berquist. Bless her heart, Katie.
Brian apparently works with, I'm sure, most of
you. It's pretty funny. She was kind of freaked out.
Well, because, okay, I have a story that I'm not going to delve into. Let's just say a bicycle was injured very severely due to my vehicle.
Just the bicycle, though, right?
No, the bicyclist. Well, I had to pay for the bicycle, too.
What happened to the bicyclist? I thought it was just the bicycle that got hurt.
Well, the bicyclist fractured his jaw. But, like, that was... No, that totally wasn't on me, because his face hit the pavement. That wasn't my car. That was the pavement.
Oh.
Look, we're not going to get into technicalities here, guys.
A funny related story on bikes. My boss ended up T-boning a car on his bike, okay? The car did not hit him. He literally T-boned. He's riding straight down an intersection. The car's going across. He hits the guy's driver's side door with his front tire.
Wow.
And flips to the side and crashes into his window. How do you do that?
Cyclists shouldn't be allowed on the road. Cyclists, I mean, we have Minnesota bike trails, and it's like they choose the road.
Yeah,
come on, we put good money into this. You're starting to piss me off when you're riding on the road.
Have you heard those commercials that say, oh, my backyard has so many trails, you know, all that? Yeah, that's Minnesota trails, man.
That's Minnesota trails. And then they have that one
trail. Use them!
They have that one trail made by that one guy. The, what is it, the Paul Bunyan Trail?
Yeah,
he drug his axe for you, guys. Yeah. Use the freaking trail. Get off the road.
Oh.
And take off the spandex. That pisses me off, too. Sorry, sorry.
Yeah, I agree.
Creepy!
Spandex not allowed. But this does bring me... Yes, Green Day. But one idea that I had years ago that I wanted to do was do a commercial for... No, I was thinking a commercial like you're campaigning, right, for governor, whatever it happens to be, and one of your most policies that you're looking for is you can door a bicyclist. That's your policy, is that I will allow dooring of bicyclists as long as they're not on a path. If they're on a street, dooring is legal. That's a commercial I wanted to do for a while.
That guy that ran for governor a few years back that thought he was a vampire and he wanted to impale people on the state at the state capitol. Bicyclist, hello. I'm sorry if you're a cyclist, but we got freaking trails. And if you live up where we came from in Crosby, don't go on the roads. You have dark alleyways you can ride your bikes down.
Yes.
You have a forest up there you can ride your bike through.
Yes.
I'm mortified of bicyclists on the road now, because that's going back to that story with what's her face on the bike that I saw going to Best Buy. Like, I screamed like, bicyclist! And I forgot my window was down, and she totally freaked out, and she saw me. I'm like, oh crap, I didn't mean to startle you. But you should be riding on a trail. Get away from me.
And that wraps up the bicycle subject. Wow.
Wow.
So, yeah, the movie's coming out.
Someday.
The movie...
Well, see, we're hoping... I don't know. We have maybe 3/4 to... I don't know what's above 3/4 besides a 4th. Yeah, to 7/8 of the movie filmed, I guess, perhaps.
Yep.
See, we want to get a lot of footage that so that we have to sift through it and weed out all the crappy stuff, because the first movie was just a lot of filler.
Just random.
Yeah,
I mean, it was a good movie. We're not going to lie. It was a good movie.
I'm not going to lie. It was a lot of filler.
No, I'm gonna say something. You guys, did you ever consider throwing down a release date, and then you're motivated to finish faster?
Are you kidding?
I don't know. I would like October.
No, don't commit us to anything, man. No, see, we're not committing, because the thing is because we all live in like a different city now. It's kind of difficult to get together and do stuff, and stuff.
Others too.
Yep. Well. Definitely. Would you
consider all this being filler for the podcast?
I consider this just us talking. I mean, we were having discussions about bicyclists earlier and how they tick us off.
So Operation Repo.
This is a condition, or not a condition, but like a continuation of. Get the microphone.
Okay. So what are we going to film today? Since there's three of us right here, what are we going to make happen?
Four.
Yeah.
Well,
Autumn's
four. Yeah. Autumn's
usually. But. According to the TV, women don't have brains, so.
Oh!
Sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
Got punched in the face.
I gotta stop watching TV. I apologize. To all the women out there, you have more than a brain. You're probably smarter than I am, because you don't hit bicyclists.
They have breasts. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
And brains. They have breasts and brains.
Okay, you guys, you probably shouldn't talk about women ever again, or stick to talking about computers, please.
Yep.
Computers have brains and breasts, too.
Yeah, like, I seen some guy who made his computer case, like, Leela from...
I saw that.
Full figure.
This has nothing to do with SAS
Futurama.
This has nothing to do with SAS Brassman, but Futurama's coming back, and get this. They're not having the original voice cast.
Who does that?
Who does that? What? You can't have Bender without DiMaggio. What's his name? Oh, gosh. Yeah. The guy that does his voice, and then Billy West isn't coming back.
What?
Katie Siegel.
Who does that?
That irks me in a major way.
All right, so Futurama and bikes. Just don't ever talk to Joel about either subject.
Well, I like the old Futurama.
Yeah.
The ones that with the voices.
Yeah. That are legit.
The funniest thing I saw in Futurama is when the guy, they called him a homo, the robot.
Yeah.
And then he called him something, and he's like, he got all mad, and he's like, oh, I thought you said Romo.
Yeah.
Joke,
well,
I
can't
remember how
it went. Yeah, Bender. Bender's amazing.
Yeah. Bless his heart. Yeah, we're kind of hoping... we're kind of hoping within the next couple of months to wrap up the movie, have a couple premiere parties, shindigs, DVDs.
We'll hit you up when we get like the whole thing completed. I mean,
merchandise.
No, if you're not invited to the premiere party, like...
Keychains.
The premiere party is probably going to be like 10 people watching the frickin' movie, okay?
Right. It's not
going to
be
like, we're in a frickin' huge room with tons of millions of people.
Well, there probably won't be a million people, but...
Maybe we'll have like 100 friends on
Facebook. Correct.
But you know what I'm saying? It's like, if you're not invited, we apologize. We just don't have the space nor the technology to make the $6 million man and all that stuff. So.
But if we might... conjure up a large room or something like that, or the movie theater.
I don't believe in witchcraft, so I don't conjure anything up.
I will say I teach Phi Ed now, so I have a whole gym you guys could probably use. Just so you know, in Chaska.
But we were also thinking too, because Dean's got a basement with a huge freaking TV and a nice sound system
that will fit two people.
That you can fit like 10.
Let me just say that there probably will never be a girl in that basement. Girls are afraid of it.
Basement. There's been quite a few girls in there.
Oh, yeah.
They were all afraid.
No, they're like they're on a constant basis. It's like I don't know. Somebody hit them with stupid or something, and they just keep coming back. No, they're not stupid.
No.
They're actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, any
again, they're not stupid.
Yeah. any final thoughts, Joel? Anything you want to say?
The movie's it's going. I mean, even though we're dropping the ball, but not as much as Jeremiah, it's going pretty well.
Yeah. We've been doing some filming.
We had to generate ideas on our own, and we're like, I don't know. People have seen me. They know I'm just mentally retarded, so.
Hey, I would like to say a lot of the ideas I throw out don't get processed, like bod spray, okay?
It will happen.
Look, man, you have a body like ours, and then you're like, let's go whipping around naked in the wind, spraying crap that smells horrible on each other. You know?
Pig's anus.
Yeah, like a pig's anus. That's no good at all.
Nope, it's good.
Crap. Okay.
I bumped it with my foot.
You did. Sorry. Weasel. Sorry.
We have a crappy microphone. Yep. And Jeremiah decided to touch it with his foot.
Kick it. But we will keep you updated with everything via Facebook, MySpace. We'll let you know things. So.
This is Jay Fott saying goodbye. I love you.
So, we love you. And.
Be sweet, say.
Yep, let's be sweet. Jeremiah?
Disc golf forever.
Disc golf forever. Disc golf champion right there. Also phone book tearing champion.
He's very active in the athletics.
He is.
He better be to be a fitness trainer.
His arms are bigger than my neck.
Dude, yeah. That's why he should be in the bod commercial, not me.
No. Yeah. It's gonna be great.
You be fat and overweight and then do a bod commercial, okay?
Anyways, keep it real. We'll keep you updated. Spread the love,
yeah,
like
love
always.
Yes, talk to you later.
And tell your family that
Give
we love
a
them.
Shout out if you want.
Shout. Let us know what you think. Enjoy.
Shout it out.
Peace.
And, you know, you can cybernetically touch us by poking us on Facebook.
Ooh, awkward.
Goodbye.
Well, we love you.